Officials Association of Florida Code Development Committee, we support this.
Okay.
Jim Schock with Duval County, we also support it in light of House Bill 1A.
Thank you.
Mike Goolsby, Building Code Compliance, in support.
Okay. Anybody else wish to speak in favor? Anybody wish to speak against it? Okay. Is there a second for perfect approval?
Second.
Is there any discussion?
I have some questions.
Come on up, Joe.
Perhaps. But the first one is, with the phraseology, any impact-resistant coverings, I'm concerned that what about in non-windborne debris areas where it's not even required that you have an impact-resistant covering, and somebody wants to install something that provides some degree of protection, but it's not required by the code, and the way this is worded, I assume, unless there's a definition that limits it to those that are required in the windborne debris protection area, it looks like this is wide open to any type of application of a protection you place on any opening in a home, any impact-resistant covering. It may be a piece of plywood or that you hold in storage until the time of hurricanes imminent, or it may be some other homemade device that is meant to assist in protecting openings, again, in a non-windborne debris area. Should this not state a required impact-resistant covering?
I can support that. Add the word required in front of the word impact. Required impact-resistant coverings.
Okay. So, George, are you proposing an amendment?
Yeah, I would propose that we add the word required.
Okay.
So front of.
We have a motion and a second on just adding the word required. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Okay. Going back to the proposal as we amended it, any further discussion on the amended proposal? Which is it? Okay. And all in favor of the proposal as amended say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Thanks, Joe. Okay, next, if Corinne Olby would mind coming back up again, we have proposed amendment 2223. I'm sorry, 22. You already withdrew that. We are now on 2224. Are you guys okay over there, Betty and Ann? Did you get that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Super. Andy?
I'd like to ask a question here. I have to chair a TAC meeting in about 12 minutes, and I am the quorum member here. Are we going to finish in the next 12 minutes, or what would you?
I think so. We're moving pretty well.
I would suggest that since you won't, you stay till we're done, and then you can start the meeting when it starts, because it's not going to start without you. So,
can we send a TAC member? Can we send a staff member or someone over to the other facility to let them know I'm running late?
Would you mind doing that?
EJ, go ahead, please.
Just let them know that Randy will be there as soon as they complete. He's at the code admin TAC and. Expect to be done pretty quickly, but he'll be there as soon as he can. The meeting will start when he gets there.
I understand the electrical tag just now started.
You're okay then. You're okay. You're okay.
Okay.
EJ, it's fine.
We have 2224. I'm 2224. Is this one?
All right. 2224 is where for family mausoleums and columbariums that do not have electrical systems, plumbing, fire sprinkler system, heating systems, or air conditioning systems, that they not be required to have documents prepared by a Florida engineer. Again, most of these are developed by a manufacturer that's out of state rather than in the state of Florida. And if it was to have any of these systems, then they would have to have a Florida engineer involved.
Anybody else wish to speak on this one? Okay. Is there a second for approval?
Second.
Discussion? Okay. Ed?
Let me make sure I understand it. If you are proposing one of these units and it has no lighting in it or heating and air, I don't understand why you would need a document that says we don't need an engineer to design it.
Because all structures are required. This says no permit may be issued unless you have documents prepared under the direction of an engineer registered under 471. This is considered a structure, so we are being required
Somebody's asking you for engineered drawings on something that's not in the structure. That seems bizarre to me.
Further discussion? Okay. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
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 All right, all in favor, raise your hands. One, two, three, four. Opposed? Two. Sorry, failed.
Okay.
Barely, but... Okay, actually, I believe you're next.
2225, we're asking that they be exempted from having termite treatment unless there's wood in them.
All right, this is regarding exemption from termite treatment unless there's wood in them. Does the Department of Agriculture have any input in this or not? Phil? No? Okay. Okay, is there a second for purpose of approval?
Second.
Discussion? Okay, no discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 All right, better raise the hands. All in favor, raise your hands, please. One, two, three. Three. All opposed, raise your hands. Three. Sorry, failed again.
Okay.
Okay, next is Amendment 2685, Amending 109.3. There are a couple of comments on this as well, which I think are the same thing, adding a definition, but it doesn't propose how to do that. So, Joe?
Joe Belcher, International Hurricane Protection Association. I'm not going to belabor the issue again. We just feel that the hurricane-resistant protection coverings need to be inspected. And since there are different models, you know, you have some that are manual, some that are electrical, we just put the language that the building official would determine and schedule those inspections. You could put them in conjunction with another inspection or a separate inspection if it needed to be, or however that would work. There's not any way to really line it up to lay it out what the inspection plan would be. So,
okay. Anybody else wish to speak in favor? Anybody wish? Oh, okay.
Sorry about that. It slipped up. Bob Boyer, BOAF Code Development Committee. We also in support of this.
Thank you.
Jim Schock, Duval County. We also support it.
Okay. Anybody else wish to speak either in favor or against? Seeing none, is there a second for approval?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay. Next is amendment number 2172, amending 110.2, deletes design occupant load. Anybody from the public wish to speak in favor? Or is the proponent here, first off? Is Tom Hogarth here? Okay. Does anybody want to speak in favor or against this? Are you further again?
Again.
All right. State your name for the record, sir.
Department John Hammack from the Department of Education. After wrestling with us for some time, we feel that the ability, this occupant load needs to be determined by someone who's qualified, understands the many implications of the building code, and determine how many people can be in the building, not left up to someone in the future that does not understand all the implications of the building code.
Okay. Anybody else wish to speak against it or for it? Okay. Does anybody want to make a second for approval?
Second.
Discussion? Ed?
I'm sorry, John. I couldn't hear what you were saying. I suppose you're against it.
Department of Education is opposed to this because they feel a qualified individual should be doing this, determining what the proper occupant load is. Is that correct, John?
That's about it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. Further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
I think Herminia had it.
I'm sorry. Herminia.
I'm sorry. There is a reason why this thing was placed here at the beginning, and I take it off like that. I think... maybe the fire department should be looking into this, or the fire tax should be looking into it before we make a decision to take it off. So I will probably, definitely vote against taking it off.
Okay. Okay. So all in favor of this proposed amendment, say aye. Zero. All opposed, say aye.
Aye.
Zero to six, and it was defeated because there was it was deemed there was a need for this, that a qualified individual should make these determinations. Okay, we now move on to amendment number 2076, amending 110.4, adding certificate of completion. Come on.
My name is Iqbal Sheikh. I'm from Building Code Compliance Office, Miami-Dade County. This section, particularly Certificate of Completion, was there in 2001 code, and however, this was removed by in the 2004 code. Many of the municipalities are in the Miami-Dade County are still issuing Certificate of Completion. Basically, it is for concrete structure. When the shell is complete, they give Certificate of Completion for connecting the utilities and all those things. So I think this section is required right now, which is people, the municipalities are doing it, and it is a requirement for the 2004 code.
All right, anybody else wish to speak in favor? Anybody wish to speak against? Seeing none, is there a second for approval?
Second, and question on this. In the wording of this provision, it states that certificate of completion is proof the structure is complete and certain types of permits released for use and may be connected to a utility system. And then you go on to say that the certificate does not grant authority to occupy or connect the building. There seems to be a disconnect between the first connect and the second connect. First you're saying it may be connected to the utility system. Then you're saying the certificate does not grant authority to connect a building. What's the second connect in that sentence talking about? And it seems, at the very least, it seems to be need clarification.
I agree with you. I have copied this word by word from 2001 code, but I think we should take that word out. It's missed, basically is for the should read only the authority to occupy a building, not connect a building, because it is confusing. I agree, but I just have copied from 2001 code.
So you would recommend taking out the word connect or connect,
right.
George?
Herminio?
If I may, this has been in the code since 1957. Believe it or not, for some reason it was taken out in 2001. Mainly, what this does is when you have like a shopping center and you want to build out the shell of the shopping center, you get a certificate of completion to that shopping center.
Yeah.
Then the individual persons that come inside and finish their own tenant work, they will get a CO, certificate of occupancy. This is something that Broward, I think, put it on their, they made like a, on their administrative code because it was left out, but they were able to put it on the administrative code. In Dade County, we cannot do that. We have to go through a very long, tedious process. So we felt that this was needed back on the code. It really doesn't hurt anybody, or there's no fiscal impact. On the contrary, it helps the contractor when they're building things such as a shopping center.
Yeah.
And do you
understand
it. Sorry.
I understand. I see the need for this, and I agree with the intent. It just seems like there's some verbiage in here that goes back and forth. Also, you say that the permits is released for use in the first sentence, and then in the second sentence, it does not grant authority to occupy. What do you mean by you say you can use it, but you can't occupy it?
Well, it's just for the use for connection of the utility, but not occupy for the people to go and get occupancy. That comes under certificate of occupancy. When you give the certificate of occupancy, people can go and occupy the building.
I would recommend an amendment to remove the words
connect the building
or connect.
Yeah. I wouldn't have a problem with that, but like I said, it's been there since 1957.
Is there a second for the amendment?
Second.
Okay, so we're only discussing now the amendment, which is to strike the words or connect. Any further? Right there, or connect. Or connect, okay? All right, all in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. Now, going back to the amendment.
Thank you.
The modification as amended. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the modification as amended, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. Let me know if you have it over there, Ann or Betty or whoever's working on it. Which one of you is actually typing up there?
I am.
Okay. So you've got it. Okay. Okay, it was approved 6-0 as amended. Next we go to, we have the last two, I think, amendment number 2202. This is again Corinne. This is amending 101.2 exemptions. And then there's a 2203 and further exemptions. This is 2202.
2202, I think
it was a duplicate.
I think it was a duplicate, and it was a duplicate, and it was changed.
It was withdrawn.
He's not withdrawn. We just need
to... But we need to get her to withdraw for the record. Would you mind?
Corinne Alvey, I withdraw this.
Okay, let the record reflect that 2202 is withdrawn and 2203? It's the same thing.
2203, I withdraw.
Withdrawn as well. So the proponent has amended, has withdrawn 2202 and 2203. I believe that completes the code amend thing. So
what happened to 2076? It's on the agenda.
We just did, that was the one that we just did.
Was it 2076?
Iqbal.
Okay, all right. I had it last. Okay.
Okay. Well, it is in a way because these are withdrawn. But.
Okay.
All right, so ask for a motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, we need to round up our structural TAC members.
Excuse me, when are we going to do structural and plumbing?
Structural and plumbing will be at
plumbing's
1.
Plumbing's across the street.
We'll be at 1?
Yeah, after lunch.
Plumbing's across the street.
I know what plumbing is, but we're trying to find out where structural and plumbing together is.
It's in this room after lunch.
This room after lunch.